This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18
plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Looking for some amazing TV to stream? Indulge yourself with the hits on Hulu you can't miss. Dive in with Barney, Ted, Robin, and the gang on How I Met Your Mother. All 9 seasons are now streaming on Hulu. Then you can move to Modern Family, Schitt's Creek, and My Wife and Kids. We're talking every episode and every season of these shows. We're talking huge hits, streaming on Hulu whenever you're in the mood. Now we're talking.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
It's awkward.
It's Tuesday.
It's Awkward Tuesday Phone Call.
In dating, there's certain things that are hard to be honest about with your partner. Mm. Like just the other day, I had to tell my partner not to pass the nacho cheese to my other partner.
What?
And my other partner was holding hands with the guy who had the ladle. So I ended up having to tell the whole room. I just wish I had done that to begin with, because by the end, there was nacho cheese everywhere.
Oh, my God.
I'm confused.
I think I just want to know more about why you're ladling nacho cheese.
Well,
why wouldn't you?
We could spend a whole segment about that, but I digress. Those are my sticky relationship problems. And I'm sure they're different for our listener, Austin, who says he's in a little bit of a sticky pickle with a woman that he's been dating. And Austin, my question for you is, you know what's really good with a sticky pickle? Nacho cheese.
Okay.
Okay, I guess that wasn't so much of a question as it was a suggestion.
Yeah.
But
so go eat a nacho pickle and call us
back. Really helpful.
Yeah. Did that help you at all, Austin?
You can say no. It's okay.
Yeah, you
can just
polite.
Say no.
Yeah. How about we just get into the situation that you're in? Go ahead and tell us what's going on.
So I've been dating this really great girl for like a month and a half now. Her name's Kelly.
And that's awesome.
Yeah, and she's wonderful. I mean, she's super sweet. She's fun. Like, I actually met her when we were volunteering together at a clothing drive.
Cute.
Nice. I mean, that's always awesome when people meet at a volunteer opportunity type of thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally.
Yeah. I mean, you know, we started talking, and it's a clothing drive, so, like, there's a vending machine, and I bought her a Sun Chips and a bottle of water.
Did they not have nacho cheese in that vending machine? Because that really could have gotten places.
That would have been good. No, but we did joke that was, like, the first meal I ever treated her to.
Oh, that's cute. So you guys even have, like, couple jokes already. You're to that point in your relationship.
Yeah. We have inside jokes. You know, it's been going great. And I asked her out. We've been hanging out, you know, taking it slow.
Okay. So where's the butt come in?
Okay, look, I really do see a future with Kelly, okay? But there's a big thing that she doesn't know about me yet. And I need to tell her before we get any further. It's embarrassing, but, I mean, it's important to me, which is I've been saving myself for marriage.
Whoa, you just let it out there like that. Okay.
Okay.
Saving, I mean, it can't be that.
Saving what for yourself?
Oh. Okay.
It's kind of important to know.
All right.
I mean, it doesn't sound like you're that embarrassed by it, though. Like,
you called
the radio station and...
I mean, it's not like I've not had opportunities. I mean, it's a choice I've made for personal reasons,
sure.
You know, and I don't know why. I just get the sense that with Kelly, it might be a big deal. And, you know, we've been, you know, like, quote unquote, romantic a few times, but we don't really go any further than that.
Oh, okay.
How do you stop it? Or has there anything happened where you're like, whoa, don't you touch my pants?
Well, Jose's like, how do you do that?
Yeah.
I'm actually kind of with him.
What is self-control?
I don't. And why? But anyway, sorry. Those are questions from our side.
I just thought maybe she also has standards.
Yeah.
She also doesn't want to.
I don't know.
It is a good question, though. If you guys are being passionate, like how do you slow it down?
Well, I just keep telling her that I want to take it slow.
Okay, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think most people, if you tell them that, they understand. But, you know, I mean, it's only been a month and a half. Like, this is obviously, at some point, going to become an issue, I think. So.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Probably hasn't already.
Dude, seriously, like, my husband and I, we didn't do it for, like, I don't know. It felt like forever. Maybe 2 months, 3 months, or something like that. It was a long time. And all of my friends were like, I don't think he's interested in girls, Brooke. I think that's what the problem is. I'm like, no, I think. Yeah. I think he likes me.
It'd be different, though, if he had already told her like, hey, this is what my situation is.
Right.
But
yeah.
The fact that he hasn't told her will make her think, oh, maybe he's really not that into me.
Right. Or there's something wrong with me.
I didn't think of that.
I mean, do you have a good drive? Or do you think you guys can be compatible?
Oh my God, yes. Like once it happens, I'm gonna be all about it.
Oh.
Yeah, you will.
I'm going 17 times a day once we start.
It's like, wow.
Yeah. I just think that like having a lot of discipline and waiting, it shows that you're committed to like the soul of the person and not just in it for, you know, like the pleasure.
Well, you think
Brooke.
Do you think, well, I think both can happen at the same time, but that's just my opinion. It's fine that you feel that way. I mean, I think what matters is how Kelly's going to feel about that. I'm not in a relationship with you.
That's what I'm scared of, because this has been like a big problem for me in past relationships. Like as soon as I mention to the girl that I'm saving myself, they usually get kind of weird about it and the relationship ends up deteriorating.
It is a double standard. Like female virgins, a lot more looked on with positivity than male virgins.
It's very accepted.
Yeah. I used to date a guy that was kind of like you, but then we broke up. But sorry, because of that. Not really
is
helpful.
That why you
That's very helpful. Thank you.
Oh, sorry about that.
Okay, so what are you looking for from us today?
I mean, how do I tell her? You know, how do I do this in a way that it doesn't make me seem weird and make her want to leave? Because this is the person who I potentially see myself with for the long term.
Oh, it's so hard.
Yeah.
Like, because you're basically having, like, that marriage talk at the same time.
Yeah.
And you're only a month and a half in. Like, that's scary.
Plus, I'm going to sound so bad saying this, but I know a lot of people, including myself, that don't want to be someone's first. You know what I'm saying? It's like you got to...
Oh, I don't want a first.
It would just be weird. So
a lot of pressure.
Hopefully she does like you a lot and takes it well.
Maybe we should stop talking this way in front of Austin.
We're not helping. Sorry,
because
Austin.
We're going to be tasked with coming up with some advice for you here. We're going to play a song. We'll come back. And then we'll let you make your awkward Tuesday phone call to Kelly to let her know that you've been saving yourself for marriage.
All right, that sounds good.
Are you proposing? I'm kidding.
All right.
Let's get married tomorrow.
Yeah.
We'll come up with better advice. We'll do it right after this. Hold on.
It's awkward.
It's Tuesday.
It's Awkward Tuesday phone call.
On this segment, I usually toss it over to my co-hosts, Brooke and Jose, so that they can give advice. And I've been looking back wondering, have I ever said anything helpful or have I ever been vulnerable with a listener in this segment?
I'm not sure. I think that's why you started telling us, because you didn't want
to. I think we're going to go with no.
Yeah, I don't think I have.
No. You have a hard time being vulnerable.
And that's why, Austin,
no.
I need to confess.
Uh-oh.
Today, you're going to be my first.
No, he's not.
I was saving myself for the right listener to finally give them. My advice.
I feel like you're just trolling him now, Jeffrey.
Come on,
this is really hard for me to open up.
Stop.
But now that you know that you're going to be my first, how does it make you feel, Austin?
It feels pretty special.
You are special.
Oh, that's sweet,
that's
Austin.
Good answer.
Oh, okay. Thanks.
This is going to be awkward.
She takes it well.
I feel really bonded with you now.
What's the advice, though?
So uncomfortable.
Well, before I get to the advice,
oh,
let's just fill all of our listeners in.
See, Jeff definitely doesn't know what he's doing.
Our friend Austin needs help to tell his month-and-a-half-long girlfriend that he's been saving himself for marriage.
Yeah.
Could be something that he maybe should have brought up a little bit earlier, but he's in this situation now. And my advice, Austin, is do it with a little bit of humor.
Okay.
Whenever you're having a hard conversation with somebody, it's usually easier if you can start it off with a joke. get the mood a little bit lighter before you deliver something that might be a little heavy or awkward.
Got it.
Like what? I mean, like what kind of joke?
Yeah.
Well, I'm not going to give you a joke to tell, but just try and be light and...
Who's there? Not sex. Yeah.
I don't hate it. I don't hate it. Austin, what do you think?
Yikes. Jeff, you should hate it.
Yeah. That sounds good. No, I got an idea.
What?
Okay.
Oh, are you serious?
You like humor.
Is that what we're going to go with? Is that the advice?
I don't know. Unless, Brooke, you have something better.
I mean, I'm fine with that. I didn't have any way for you to open the conversation. I was just going to tell you to try to leave off the marriage word as much as possible. Yeah. I know that these things are already pretty tied together, but maybe if you could just say, like, I'm saving myself for the special person, and I'm hoping that's you.
Okay, so you really don't have any good advice for him. Let's just move on to the phone call.
Yeah.
Austin, how you feeling, man? You feel ready?
Yeah, I mean, look, I've had this conversation before, but, now I feel we have a plan. I have a plan.
Okay.
Okay.
Confident.
I don't want to make you feel bad, but there's a lot on the line, bro.
Good luck.
Good luck.
No, we're not going there.
Yeah.
We're just zero on the line. Just be yourself. Be cool. Yeah. Be a little bit funny in the beginning. All right. Here we go. I'm going to dial the number right now. Let you make your Awkward Tuesday phone call. Good luck, man.
Hello?
Hey, honey, it's me.
Hey, Austin, hey, how are you?
Hey.
How's it going?
Good. How's your day going?
It's going good, just at work. What about yourself?
Same, been a busy day, but I'm glad I get to see you later.
Okay, I'm excited. Yeah. What's going on?
I wanted to call today and just say I really like you. I think you're amazing and a really special woman. And I just say, I'm so glad that we met.
Oh, thanks. I think we have a really good thing going on right now.
I agree, and I want to keep this good thing going.
Cool. Is that the reason why you called?
Yes, but in order for this good thing to keep going, I need to be honest with you about who I am.
Who, you're not who you say you are?
Well, I'm actually a wanted felon.
Wait, excuse me?
Yeah, I held up a bank a few years ago.
Are you serious?
Gotcha. I'm just messing with you. That was a joke.
Oh, my God.
No, I'm sorry. I'm just a regular, normal, law-abiding citizen. But there is something that I do want to confess to you.
Oh, okay. What, you're Superman or something?
No. But, you could probably confuse me with a Man of Steel, right? Right? The truth is, I'm telling you this because I really do like you, Kelly, and I want to show you the real me. And the honest truth is, I'm actually a virgin, and I've been saving myself for marriage.
So is this another joke, or are you for real this time?
No, this is for real.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Kelly, look, I'm sorry that I didn't tell you early. I mean, it's in my experience, it's not always easy to bring it up.
I mean, that's cool. I didn't realize,
I don't know. I just had a really hard time trying to figure this out. I had this whole game plan, but then this friend told me I gotta be funny. So I was knock, knock, who's there? No sex, me. So I don't know, Kelly. I'm a normal guy.
Oh, my God.
Bro.
Oh, my God.
Jose. That was a joke. You're not supposed to really say that joke.
What's going on?
Yeah. Hi.
Hey, Kelly.
Knock, knock. Yeah.
Knock, knock. Guess who? It's the radio show, Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning.
Oh, my God. Hi.
Hey.
Hi. Well, I gotta say, you're handling this pretty well.
Yeah.
So you guys heard all of that?
Yeah. We helped Austin set up this phone call.
Did we help him?
Someone actually gave him some joke ideas.
That was the wrong word. We're doing something called an Awkward Tuesday phone call. And that's where we help out our listeners who need to have an awkward conversation with someone. And the awkward conversation Austin needed to have with you was to let you know that he's saving himself for marriage.
Oh.
Yeah. And look, I know it's not typical for a lot of guys, but it's something that I believe in. And I just want to save myself for someone special. And that's why I've been taking it so slow with you, Kelly.
Yeah. And I'm going to take the blame for the way that he delivered it, because I was the one that told him he should include humor. I didn't realize it was going to be that type of humor.
The bank robber thing, too. My God, Austin.
Yeah. We should have vetted Austin's humor before we let him make the call. But
we should have let you give advice.
Yeah. Actually, I will be done. This will be my last time ever giving advice on this show. But we do vouch for Austin. He seems like a really good guy, Kelly.
I appreciate you telling me. I know it's probably not the easiest thing to say to someone you're feeling for.
Look, Kelly, if it doesn't work for you, I totally understand. I just want you to find out now, before things go any further with us.
Well, how much further can they go, Austin?
Yeah, before we move to over the bra.
I'm not trying to be a jerk here, but I also understand, Kelly, you're probably having a lot of different feelings right now about this.
Oh, my God. It's a lot of stuff going through my body right now of feelings, and I respect that so much, and I think it's really cool you believe in something so deeply.
Okay.
But I could probably...
Kelly, look. I mean, just so you know, it doesn't mean that we can't do other stuff.
I know your type. Oh. Yeah, here we go.
No, to be clear, we can do other things, with each other, or, you could be with another woman, or, I can be with a guy, or, we can figure it out.
Wait.
Hold on. That's cool, too, Austin, but that's a different conversation and not one that usually involves virginity.
Yeah, that's advanced stuff, bro.
He just went from, elementary education to a doctorate degree.
Yeah, what are you, Harvard now, dog?
Knock, knock, who's there? Three dudes naked.
The joke gets better.
Again, it's very cool, Austin, but, are you saying that you want an open relationship with her?
Yeah, what do you mean? You want to be with another guy?
Yeah. No, I'm just saying that doesn't break the rules. I just can't be with a woman. That's what the rule is.
What? Oh, my God.
So if another guy happens, it's not a big deal. But you're not pursuing that.
Yeah, I'm not pursuing that currently.
You have a really limited vision of what virgin is, I think. So you are just talking male to female is the only virginity that you're saving for marriage.
Yeah, I'm saving myself for a woman. That's exactly right. I don't know what's so confusing about that.
Okay.
So,
but you'll do everything else.
Yes.
So I feel like you're the freakiest virgin I've ever met. He's I don't know if I see a badger. Who knows what's going to happen?
That doesn't break the rules.
I just don't understand the rule book here.
This isn't for us to decide. This is for the two of them, for Kelly and Austin to figure out. Yeah. So it's better if we just wrap up this call where it is before it gets any weirder.
And it's great if he's open-minded.
That is true. Absolutely.
We love that.
I mean, Kelly, where are you at right now?
I think I need a drink, a cocktail or something.
Okay.
That's also fair. Yeah. All of this is fair. These are big relationship talks that you're about to have.
Well, maybe you and Austin and a bunch of dudes can sit down to have a drink together and work it out.
Don't have too many.
Yeah.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Looking for some amazing TV to stream? Indulge yourself with the hits on Hulu you can't miss. Dive in with Barney, Ted, Robin, and the gang on How I Met Your Mother. All 9 seasons are now streaming on Hulu. Then you can move to Modern Family, Schitt's Creek, and My Wife and Kids. We're talking every episode and every season of these shows. We're talking huge hits, streaming on Hulu whenever you're in the mood. Now we're talking. Child-proofing people's homes is hard, but Duracell is making it just a bit simpler. Not only are they committed to educating parents, caregivers, and medical professionals about the importance of battery safety, they make the only lithium coin batteries with a non-toxic bitter coating to help discourage children from swallowing them. Duracell even features child-secure packaging designed to avoid accidental opening. Learn more at Duracell.com/powersafely. Available on 2032, 2025, and 2016 sizes.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.